Hello everyone, and thank you all for sending me your works. I have checked your works and sent them back with some points. I hope that my feedback was helpful enough. But I see that I have not received from some of you. I hope that there has not been something wrong with them. If I'm not mistaken, there are 3 or 4 people from whom I have not received any work. All right, staying with the coronavirus. You know that up to now it has become a pandemic. It means that it exists in all areas of the world, and the whole world is now has actually begun to tackle the problem. For today's session, I have 2 other questions about this. From this session on, we will come back to our main book and continue where we actually stopped. My first question is that, what have you done up to now to deal with the problem? I am sure that every one of you has been careful enough and has taken the problem
seriously
and appreciate the severity of the disease. And up to now, it has unfortunately taken a lot of lives. So please let me know about what have you done to grapple with the problem. My second question is that now that it has become a pandemic, all countries have taken some strict measures to slow down the spread or outbreak of the disease. Just name 3 countries and what they have done to get rid of the problem.
Please, everyone, you have about 2 days to send your works to me.
I suggest you study well about the questions. For example, you consult the WHO or CDC about the question, especially question number 2. And also, please be frank and honest about question number 1, about the things that you have done up to now to cope with the problem. So study well before you want to speak about the questions. I suggest you have a note in which you may have some outline about the questions. Please do not read your note out. This is not a reading out class or reading class or something. This is a speaking one. You have to organize your speaking, I suggest you have some key words, key phrases in the note and try to use them in appropriate places when you speak. Thank you all.